Welcome back to another edition of the Wobcast. I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw, coming to you from Xfinity Studios and coming to you after a big Vikings victory. The Vikings defeat the Washington Redskins. They have a two-game winning streak going, and a big part of the Vikings' success, and certainly a big part of their four wins on the season, has been the play of their defense, which is designed and run by head coach Mike Zimmer and defensive coordinator George Edwards, but is being executed by the players and is being executed very well. One of the players executing very well is our guest today on the Wobcast. It's defensive tackle Shamar Stephan. Welcome, Shamar.
Thank you.
How you doing, man?
Good, I'm good.
You feeling pretty good 9 games through your rookie season?
Yeah, it feels pretty good.
Okay. The Vikings draft you in the 7th round this past May. And you, seventh round pick, you don't know what to expect. A lot of 7th round picks don't make it, but you've done more than just made it. I mean, you're in the rotation. You're playing every game. You're playing a bunch of snaps, and you're a big part of why we've been able to defend the run and rush the passer the way we have. So what's it been like your first 9 games?
It's been a real good experience. I'm just trying to learn as much as possible and trying to be pretty active role in the position I am and trying to come in so there's no one beat off or anything, just trying to come in and play my role.
Yeah, so you want to come in, step in, because you're not a starter, you're one of the guys in the rotation. When you come in, you want to make sure there's not a big drop-off between you and whoever you're replacing.
I want to play just as good as, or try to play better than the person that's in front of me and try to create havoc, push back, and have pressure back there.
You're listed as a defensive tackle, but it's not that simple. I mean, in different schemes, there's different names for positions, depending on if it's a 3-4 or 4-3. There's the 5 technique, the 3 technique, the nose tackle, the under tackle. How would you describe your role? What are you called in our defense, and what's your role on any given play?
My role, I roll in for both 3 and nose, so okay. I play both positions. So my role is just to play that position to the best of my ability and try to make plays off that.
You went to college and played football at UConn. Is what you're doing here for us similar to what the coaches asked you to do at UConn, or have you been asked to learn something new?
It's a little bit different in technique, but I've played both 3, the 1, 4-5, so
okay.
Just trying to play those techniques made me a little versatile so I could play different positions.
It's probably a good thing to be versatile in this defense because Mike Zimmer is a guy that likes to do a lot of different things defensively. I mean, you know, he likes to pride himself, I would imagine, on just being a tough, gritty defense where every guy is doing their job. But, each player is asked to do a lot of different things in a given game, right?
Yes, sir. Just do your job, really. Just play your technique and try to play within the scheme and then make plays off what you do in the scheme.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Long Island, New York.
Okay, so you grew up in Long Island, New York. You played football in high school. I would imagine you were a two-way player of some kind.
Yeah.
What'd you play in high school?
Played a bunch of positions, tight end to offensive line. Went from DN to D-tackle all through it, so I play a different position.
What are you listed at with us? You're probably
6'5"? 6'5", about 300, 305.
Were you the biggest guy in your high school team?
Yeah.
Definitely?
Without a doubt, yeah.
Why didn't they put you at running back? You would have been like Matt Asiata. You'd have scored about 3 touchdowns every game, I would think.
I mean, I wish they put me at running back. I played fullback a couple times, okay. But...
Right. So, did you have a good team in high school?
We were pretty good. We were all right, yeah.
Okay, what led you to go to UConn?
It was a real good upcoming program. I mean, I liked the style of play. Coach Edsel recruited me, and he liked me, and it was a great, great university. I mean, great academics, great football, and it was relatively close to home, so I thought it was a great pick for me.
In the pre-draft process, what events did you go to? Were you Senior Bowl guy, East-West game, combine? What were some of the things you went through?
Senior Bowl and the combine.
Okay, what did you think of all that?
It was a great experience. I mean, loved it. Loved trying to just prove myself against the other guys in the nation, going out there and competing. So it was a great experience for me.
I think the Senior Bowl is one of the better pre-draft events that there is. The Combine gets a lot of attention because it's on TV and it's really become a huge event on the calendar. But I go to the Senior Bowl every year, and that to me is the best pre-draft event because you guys are actually playing football.
Yeah, we're playing. It's all around. You have to learn the scheme that they give you. You have to perform in that scheme, and you get to do a lot of one-on-ones and play against each other. So it shows what you could put to the table and shows your ability.
Yeah. You're playing here with Linval Joseph, a free agent signing of ours. You're playing here with Tom Johnson, another free agent signing. We re-signed Everson Griffin. So really, you know, there's a lot of change on our defensive line because Jared Allen is gone and Kevin Williams is gone. You're part of the rebuilding process. We're number one in the NFL in sacks with 30 on the season. So obviously the rebuilding process has gone really well. But what's it been like to be a part of that? What do you guys talk about in the meeting rooms or when you're sitting around with your fellow defensive linemen? What kind of are you guys talking about? What's working well for you this season?
I think playing with each other, trying to rush off each other, trying to play the run off each other and try to do our job is really what's working for us. I mean, we're playing a great scheme and it's been working for us so far. So, I mean, it's been a great experience working with these guys and trying to keep going after it.
Kind of seems like this coaching staff is kind of, they like to work from the ground up. So, and what I mean by that is you guys aren't focusing on, hey, let's go out there today and get five sacks. That's the end goal. But you start with, hey, let's go out there and every one of us do our jobs and play off of each other. Is that a fair way to characterize
it? Yeah, I would say that because I think end of the day that when we go out and try to play our scheme and play our scheme to the best of our ability, it's going to work out for us. If we try to do our own thing, then something else, you know.
We have two defensive line coaches here. You have Andre Patterson, who was a Vikings coach before, and then now he's come back and he's been coaching for a long time. You have Rob Akey, who's the assistant defensive line coach. He's been a head coach at the college level. So these guys have been around football for a long time. As a young player, you've been playing football for a long time, but this is your first year at the NFL level. As a young, impressionable player, do you feel like those guys are doing a really nice job of working with the D-line?
They're doing a great job. I mean, they want us to play to our best every day, and they put us in the right position every week, just game planning and helping us look at film and doing all the little things to help us improve as a D-line. So they do a great job with us.
You're part of a pretty good rookie class that we got going on. Teddy Bridgewater, Jerick McKinnon, yourself. Even like Jabari Price is playing a little bit. I mean, you guys have given us a little bit of a boost. Kind of fun to be a part of a successful draft class for a team.
It definitely feels good. I mean, everyone here is willing to work and put in the hours. So, I mean, I know us rookies really, really put in the work during OTAs, and the whole team's put in the work this whole offseason just to be better and just to improve from last season. So, We have a great rookie class and a great team.
You seem like a pretty even keeled guy. Do you talk much or yell much on the field, or are you kind of just flatlined?
I'm more of a I just try to get into like my own little zone and just try to play within my zone and keep going after each play.
Seems to be working so far, don't you think?
Yeah.
All right. So now we have our bye week. So we play nine games and get a rest here. What do you think you do during the bye week as an NFL player? It's your first time going through it, but what are you gonna do?
I'm still going to keep working, but I just want to take it down a notch, just try to get rid of the bumps and bruises and try to recover my body.
We're going to come out of the bye and play the Bears. You haven't played the Bears yet, so you're not that familiar with them. You're going to have to watch them on film. But right after the Bears, we play the Packers, so that's a rematch. And the Packers ran the ball on us a little bit. Now, we've been very good against the run since then. The last team, though, to run the ball pretty well on us was Green Bay. You think we've made some adjustments and we can bow up a little bit against them?
I mean, as long as we play within the scheme, I don't think there really is a problem. I mean, we just got to do our job and do what we have in front of us. I mean, play within what Coach Zimmer wants us to do and Coach Patterson wants us to do, and we'll be fine.
All right, man. Well, it's awesome to have you on the team. Great start so far in the season, and good luck going forward, all right?
Appreciate it. Thank you.